We were learning the past few weeks, unfortunately this is the final shiur for the summer, but we were learning the past few weeks about not only the possibility, but the necessity, the urgency of each and every one of us finding a way to realize, to recognize that Hashem is Baruch is our dearest friend, and that the greatest mitzvah of our lives is to establish a relationship of ahava, of love with Him. We don't understand what that means. The pages, since we had such a short time, really this would take us, this section to do properly would take at least 3-4 months. The pages that we're going to skip are really explaining from a number of different perspectives, showing and proving beyond the shadow of a doubt, as we learned, I just mentioned at the end last week, that this is a universal requirement. It's not a matter of Hasidim or Litvisha, Ashkenazim or Svardim, some special super duper deluxe way of serving Hashem for tzaddikim, but that it's a very, very basic requirement. He brings therefore from Rav Dessler and from the Chazanish and from other tzaddikim that are not from the Hasidim, dafke to show how bizmanenu, in our times, we have to use from all of the Svarim, whatever we can take from any of the tzaddikim, to show us how to reach this madrega of being able to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but one that is filled with friendship with Yedidus, as we've been talking about the past few weeks. So, because we have only tonight, as far as this Zman is concerned, to learn, I wanted that we should be able to get to the Tachlis instead of proving that we have to talk about this. Because those pages in between, he's proving that we need to work on this. So, I think it's sufficiently clear to us that this is something that we need to do in our lives. So let's get to the tachlis of the maimer that begins in your edition, that begins on page samach ois chaf aleph, page samach ois chaf aleph. Certainly those of you who have the sefer should try to see in between. You'll find it very interesting, especially the mashal that he brings from Rav Huttner. It is sometimes said in the name of the Satmar, also the same mashal, about how nowadays Bechlal, there's no Indian anymore, Chassidim and Esnagdim and all of that is from the earlier time. We just have to try to be good Jews and to connect to Hashem Yisbarach in any way that we can. But to get to the Tachlis, and now we're going to move very, very quickly, and to try to cover the main Nakudas. So let's go. Again, page Samach, Oischaf Aleph. V'hinei t'chilanati gizdivei Ramchal. V'harkat nishtad l'voriz d'var v'ber hetiv. He says, first, let's see the words of the Ramchal, and then to understand what the Ramchal is saying. Kol se Ramchal b'sifrei derech etzchai. The Ramchal writes in his sefer derech etzchai mezelish, and these are his words. V'hinei achachomim... The Bein Shalom has filled the heart of all of us. He has filled all of our hearts with all of the Chachma, with all of the wisdom, all of the truth, all of the holiness, everything we need. The Bein Shalom created us and brought us into the world with all of that already inside of us. We have everything there. The Ramchal says a fascinating thing. He says that the Ribbono Shel Olam put everything inside, everything's there, but in order for us to be able to bring it out, he gave us a mouth. And the mouth is the most precious kli, the most precious instrument that a person has, in order to, what the Ramchal says, Yinashiv b'kach, to sort of, when you have the coals or the embers, and you have what's it called, that the thing that they used to have to blow on it, I forgot what it's called, but that would stir the coals and get the fire going, right? So too, in each and every one of us, like Rav Kook wrote in the introduction to his siddur, that haneshama tamid mispalalos. He says the neshama of a Jew is constantly davening. It's just that we don't realize it. So we have to do something in order to remove the obstructions and to be able to come into contact with the tefillos of our own neshama. Or in another place, Rav Kook writes, "Atshuva shuri b'leiv." Tshuva, returning to God, is something which is the part of which is part of a Jewish heart. It's not like we have to do something strange or odd or do something unnatural to connect to Hashem. That's who we are. But there are things that are in the way of this world, and we have to do certain things. And he says, especially the Ramchal says, to use our mouths. He says how? To use our mouths to blow, so to speak, upon our hearts, and to be able to get out the fire that's there all along. Vaznasa mamish k'may ha'esh. Gamken shemanafchem ba mislahavis. Is that when we exhale and we blow upon our hearts, so that causes the fire, that causes the fire to come out, that's burning, that's simmering in the coals, that comes out through the neficha, through the blowing, which is using the mouth. He says, "Kein kishizoyis hashpah teirid menapek kamei neshiva telahet achochma." This chochma here doesn't mean intelligence, like, you know, doing well on your law boards or doing well on the SATs or something. Chochma means koyachma. It means the chochma of a Jew to know that he has a father and that he's a yid and to be an Eved Hashem. That chochma, we don't have to try to find that. We don't have to achieve that. That is who we are. That came together with us into the world. But we have to be ma'ir of that. And he says that happens through this act of using the mouth, k'may neshiva, talay the chokhma v'yiru hadas, v'asvuna haklula isbo kvar. In other words, chokhma, bina, and das, all of man's ability to understand Hashem's book and to connect to Hashem is in him. This is the Yiddish in the Shom. It's all there. It's just a matter of getting it out. Elishloi nirais. In other words, we don't see it. We don't see it in this person. This person never received the Jewish education. This person went through this, learned a little bit, but went through a hard time. And so on and so forth. But every single Yid has within him that nitzaitz, that pintle Yid, that spark. And the Ramchal saying is that the Baruch Shalom taught us that there has to be a neficha, there has to be somehow this blowing upon the nitzaitz, the spark, in order to cause it to become inflamed, and that it should be revealed in a person's life. He says that Dibarshim gave each and every one of us a peh elyon, which means a great, exalted, and holy mouth. And the mouth is the most effective means of blowing upon. We'll see in a moment what that means, of awakening the flames that are hidden within the coals of who we are. Ramchal, those are the words of the Ramchal. So now the Tzaddik explains. Ramchal, Kaysev Lanukan Yisoid Nair. The Ramchal is teaching us a great and important Yisoid. After the parentheses. Nafshi Yadas Ma'id, it says in the Pasuk. David Mal said, Nafshi Yadas Ma'id. David Mal said, my soul knows everything. Nafshi Yadas Ma'id. My nefesh, my soul, the inner part of me understands exactly what I'm supposed to be doing and who I'm supposed to be. Hanefesh, haneshama lekis yadas ma'ayd. The neshama understands very well. He yadas is kol mashet tzrich ladas. The neshama knows whatever it needs to know. And the malach learned with each and every one of us. And we know exactly what we need to know. Everything is there. Hein b'chochma bina v'das, all levels of understanding. Hein b'agoshes ha'nefesh. Not only that, the neshama is filled with feeling, with emotion, with great emotion. Ahava yiru dveikus. Each and every one of our neshamas, you know, we feel so like empty sometimes, and we feel like there's nothing. That's on the outside. But inside, the neshama is filled with ahava, with love, with yiru, with fear, with dveikus, with great attachment to Hashem. Elamai, no. Shakol nistav in elam neshama. Everything is hidden and concealed in the neshama. But tzarch lahaytzi zayis from hakarech libapoil. Our job in life is lahaytzi zayis, is to get out that fire that's under the pile of coals, but to get out that fire that's all there. Klaimi yisayda dvarim she'ein tzarch chidushim klal. The Ramchal saying we don't need anything new. We don't need any chiddush. We don't need any chidushim. Ela hakol tamin v'gonz b'pnimis on neshama. Everything is mamish there. It's hidden in the pnimius of the neshama. That's why we've been talking about all along, and every single shmuz that I ever give, I talk about this last week and all the years, how that our parents, our grandparents knew less, mostly, I'm not talking about Tamil Chum, some of them, but mostly they knew much less than we know. We know much more than them. But it's harder for us to daven it, to have a relationship with the Baruch Hu. We know so much. So you see, it's not just a matter of what you know. There's something that we're missing. And because we're missing this, it's not a matter of who's smarter. There's more chokhmah bina das. Every Jew has all the chokhmah bina das, all the hava, all the year, all the dveikus b'Hashem. Everything is there inside. Everything. The avoid of a person is to get that out. So apparently, most of our ancestors were better at that than we are. So what's the difference? So Ramchal says, the mouth. So we continue. Chav Beis. Zeu inyan amoik. This is very deep. It's a mistake to think that in order for you to have a relationship with God, you have to become somebody different. You have to become and acquire greater and greater knowledge. And that you have to acquire a love for Hashem, a fear of Hashem. You have to somehow find a way to be dovek by Hashem. In other words, it's not part of us, it's outside of us. That's a big mistake. The Ramchal is teaching us that's not the truth. You don't have to go acquire, buy, or find, or get something. Everything that a Jew needs, he has. But the Ramchal is saying, but we don't know how to access it. It's like lahadul, if you have a computer, and the computer, I don't know the proper lashon, I know there are a lot of special words, but the computer has been fully loaded programmed with everything for this inyan that you need. It has everything there. There's one thing that you don't have the password. You don't know how to access that. You don't know what button to press. You don't know what. I was just talking the other night that there's somebody that just got the computer program that has Oitzer Chachma, has it 19,000 svarim. 19,000 svarim on one, I don't know how, but on one thing. 19,000 svarim. So the problem is he puts it in and it says the big thing, we have 19,000 svarim. It says all the names of the svarim, but he doesn't have the password. So it means in this thing, there are 19,000 swarm. That means, like, there's only gongas in there. The rugged service in this piece of metal. I don't know how they do that. How do you sit down with a piece of metal and fill it with all that stuff? But there's a way to do that, I guess. And in this thing, on this program, everything is there. But he doesn't know what button to press. He has to press a code or something, a password. And then when he does that, then it lights up, 19,000 svarim, and you can access every single cipher in the world. You could all the chachma you can get to from that program. So what the Ramchal is teaching us is that every Jew comes into this world with the program. We're all programmed. The Baruch Shalom, before he sent this, he filled us with all of that. You get a fully loaded computer. Everything has an ahav, a year, a dveikus. Everything's completely filled. Elamai. So what's missing? So he says that how to access that and how to see what's inside. And when you do that, it's absolutely astonishing. It's much more than any computer program. So he says that's why you don't have to get something new. Everything's already there. Everything is there. Man's the job of a person in this world is how do I remove those things that are blocking what's there? Not to become somebody different. I'm not becoming something strange or unnatural. I have to be megala who I am, the pnimius of who I am. This is who I am. You will discover, if you get the password, you will discover a very rich world, an amazing world. A world of chachma bina das. That's rich with understanding, rich with love and fear, and dveikus to Hashem. What Ramchal has taught us is a big yisayd. This is not something we should just pass over this Ramchal and say, that's interesting. And go home and, you know, at the Shabbat table. You know the Ramchal is such an interesting thing? He says, no, I'm telling you this Ramchal. that it's interesting. It's not just a nice fact what Ramchal is teaching us. This knowledge, this piece of information that Ramchal is sharing with us, which of course Ramchal didn't make this up, Ramchal, it's all from the Zohar Kodesh, from Chazal. This piece of information, he says, should change our lives. It has to change the way that we think of ourselves and how we look at our lives and our whole way of serving Hashem. It's not an avoida. It's not an avoida of what? Of trying to acquire something that's strange, that's different. I was just on the phone before Mincha with a Baal, she's a Baal, she was trying to become a Baal Shuva. Somebody connected it to me and I was talking to her. Her husband doesn't want to keep anything and she's trying to keep things. And she was trying to describe to me how this unbelievable revelation that's taken place in her life, where over the course of the past few years, she has discovered Yiddishkeit, and she's trying to explain it to me. And I told her, you don't have to explain that to me. That's the most natural thing in the world. The Jews who don't feel that need to explain why they don't feel it. Why we don't feel the way that you feel right now is a big problem in us. But the fact that you feel that way, that means that you're, thank God, a very healthy, normal, natural person. Even though her husband says you're nuts, her children are telling her that she's nuts. But the truth is that that's the healthiest, most natural thing for a person to feel that way, for a Jew to feel that way. It's not outside of us. All of our avodas Hashem is what we have. To be able to know what we have. Zehu. I don't have to dray around looking for it. I have to look inside of myself. I have to be able to draw that out from within myself. I don't have to go anywhere else to get it. Now let's try to explain. So Ramchal taught us another thing. He said this is the reality of what a Jew is. And he also told us he told us the password. Basically, Kates and Megalim Chav Gimel. Kates and Megalim is a kaiches apnimi matmunim benefesh adam pnima. How do we take access that? It's inside. Al kach bar Ramchal v'gil on the side. Now, Sir Ramchal revealed to us a great and awesome secret. Hakarech lagalus is a kaiches apnimi mishal nefesh wa idehepe. The strongest kaiach that the Baruch Shalom gave us, the password, is the mouth. This is in the Ramchal, it's in the Zohar, it's in the Ariz, it's in every single one of the Svarim HaGadoshim. It's the Kaf HaDibur, it's the power of the mouth. Kilashayna. That's what the Ramchal said. Shemes Chadesh Yiluyan Tamid Rak B'Koyach Neshivas HaPeh. The way to reveal what's inside of us to ourselves is through the Neshivas HaPeh, through the breath of the mouth. The Ramchal is teaching us a very great yisoid in how to serve Hashem. The ikar of serving Hashem is not by thinking. That's very important, of course. But that's not the main thing. Thinking and meditating, that's not the main thing. Of course, we do that. We try to think. The ikar is by the mouth. I was speaking to a chasher rabbi the other day. So he called me up. He wanted to know if I can come to the neighborhood to give a talk on Tisha B'Av. And I told him, I can't Tisha B'Av. I'm busy in the shul. It's a very busy day in the shul. And I said to him, do you remember the time? It wasn't so long ago when Tisha B'Av we said kinnis instead of talking about saying kinnis. Remember? Now in every community, thank God, okay, it's important, else people wouldn't know what to do with themselves on Tisha B'Av. But now you have all these big shiurim and kinusim about Tisha B'Av. So it's a wonderful thing, because otherwise we wouldn't connect at all. But our ancestors didn't need to have talks about Tisha B'Av. They lived Tisha B'Av. They felt Tisha B'Av. And it wasn't a long time ago. The descriptions that we have from Yerushalayim, from the beginning of the 20th century, that we have from Reb Chaim Zonnefeld's time and from Shmuel Salant's time, is that during the 3 weeks, you didn't see a Jew in Yerushalayim lifting his head up and smiling. There was a feeling of the 3 weeks that was so heavy that filled the air of Yerushalayim. And our Zaydis and Babis lived that way during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days. It was something that was very, very real. So now we have to figure out ways to talk about on Tisha B'Av how Maybe at some point, at some Tisha B'Av in the future, by that time already Mashiach will be here and we'll have a Beis HaMikdash. But how we'll be able to feel Tisha B'Av? So you can imagine, like Mashiach will come build Beis HaMikdash, and then we're going to say, finally I learned how to mourn over the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and you came and you built a new Beis HaMikdash. I mean, that's what we're holding. We talk about the Churban. We talk about the Avelis, but we don't feel it. So what's going on? So what the Ramchal is saying is the Ikus Kaich HaPeh is saying the Kinnis. Now, what does that mean? If we don't feel anything, we don't. How does that work? So he says, "Im adam mishtamish b'kayach hapeh." See, our problem is we don't know how to use the kayach hapeh. We have this most powerful computer, and we have this most powerful weapon in the world that's called the mouth, and we don't know how to use it. He says, "Im adam mishtamish b'kayach hapeh yekim amiti lavadaso." When we learn how to use the mouth, then we'll be able to have an unbelievable way of avodas Hashem. Vim loy kashem ad lagilakach. If not, it's very, very, very hard. It's very hard. So let's continue in Chavdal. So there he explains. I'm just rushing because I don't want that we should miss the ikur. So he continues, says Yesh Badam. So let's see. He's going to give us a beginner's an introduction to how a Jew uses his mouth in order to be able to establish a kesher with Hashem and to become a close friend, a yedid nefesh with the Hashem. And he gives this very simple introduction. Obviously, it means, as he says throughout the entire Maimer, which we're not learning, practicing and working on it months and years. But this is the way to do it. There are no shortcuts, but this is the mahalach. Yesh b'adam shnei minim shel ahav. In each and every one of us, there are two types of love. Aleph, ahava tluya b'davar. Everybody's familiar with that term? Ahava hatluya b'davar. An ahava that has something that where the motivation, where the underlying ahava is tluya b'davar. It's not pure love. It's a love that has some practical, pragmatic purpose. There's something in it for the person. It's ahava tluya b'davar. Like, you know, Chazal tell us the ahava of Dovin HaMelech and Yainis, and there's ahava of Shentel B'Dovin, the ahava of Amnon and Thomas, the ahava of Tli B'Dovin. Hamugderes b'svar makadosh mahavi im tam v'daz. What does he mean, ahava of Tli B'Dovin? Ahava of Tli B'Dovin is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's an ahava. It's when you feel a love for something, and you understand there's a reason for why you love that person or that place or that thing. There's a reason for that ahava. It's not bad. It's not the highest ahava, but it's good. But it's ahava that has an explanation, has a reason. That's one type of ahava. There is ahava she'enet tluya b'davar. There's a second type of ahava that's enet tluya b'davar. It has no explainable reason. It is what it is. Hamugderes b'svar makdoshim ahava shlamal mitam v'das, which is explained in the svar makdoshim as love that transcends reason or understanding. Ahava tluya b'davar inyana, the meaning of ahava tluya b'davar, ahava with an explanation, ahava with a reason. Sha'ahava nevas machmas davar mesuyim, the ahava is the result of something. Why do I love this person? Because of something. L'mashal, for instance, when it comes to Hashem, machmas gadlus habayrei, when a person thinks about the greatness of Hashem, about how great Hashem is, the Jesus Pleyosef and the wondrous things that he's done for us. Or a person thinks, Chabar Shalom has given me so much in my life. He's so good to me. He's given me so much. And look, the Chabar Shalom is concerned. He worries about all that I need. A person that's very good. That's beautiful. The person loves Hashem. Machmas tam muslim. He loves Hashem for a good reason. The good reason is that the Baruch Hashem is gevaldik, and he does for me gevaldik things. Oh, machmas gadlus, machmas shenaisim v'derek lebechal yom. He's great, so I love him because he's something special, and I love him because he takes care of me, looks after me. Zui ahava tli v'dav. That's nice, but that's still called. That's not the highest ahava. It's beautiful, but it's called ahava hatli v'dav. It's an ahava, a love that it has a reason, and it has an explanation. What does Chazal say about ahava tliya b'davar? Batla hadavar, batla hadavar, batla ahava. If that reason is no longer in effect, then the ahava is also not going to be there. As long as the reason continues to exist and make sense to the person, then the feeling of love will persist. But since it's Tluya B'davar, if there's something there that's not anymore, if the reason for love is no longer there, so then the Ahava, then the love is going to fade also very quickly. Whenever there's an understandable, explainable reason why you love the ne'ahav, the one who you love, that's called ahavat liyibadav. It doesn't have to be a bad, it's not a bad thing, but that's called ahavat liyibadav. Ulam ahavah she'enet liyibadav. But what's ahavah she'enet liyibadav? It's an ahava that's ahava. Ahavas etzem means ahava of the essence of what it is. Ahava b'gematria echad. Everybody knows that the word ahava equals 13 and it equals echad. One. Inyan ahava hu achdus shala oyhev iman nehav. Ahava means when there's an absolute unity between the oyhev and the nehav. The one who loves and the one who is loved. Which I've explained many times. That if you have to give a whole list of reasons for loving somebody, and those are the reasons why you love that person, so it's already not kishmak. You understand? Because as long as those reasons, everything is okay. If you get a typical young man and young woman at that stage of their life, of their lives, why do you love that person? This one's already, they met three times, this one says to the other one, I love you. What does that mean? So there's a chassan recently, I was talking to, it was going to be a chassan, so he said, I don't know, should I say that? You know, he wanted to propose, he said, should I say that? So I said, it's a nice thing to say. He said, yeah, but I don't know what it is. I said, nobody really knows so much what it is, but it's good to say it. He says, I don't know if I feel that. I said, you like her? You like being with her? You like spending time together? You want to marry her? He says, yeah, everything. Yes, yes, yes. So I says, just say that, it's good. He says, but I don't know what it means. So I says, so what, you think anybody knows? Who knows what it means? Just say it. It'll be good for you. If you say it, it'll be good for you. It'll be good for everybody. So, of course, your whole life, you're working on an ahava be'etzim. Ahava be'etzim. Which is what? When you're completely, totally one with the ne'ahav, with the one that you love. Lekach imargish es ha'nev kechelik mimeno. When you feel that the one that you love is mamish you, it's a part of, that person is a part of you. You can't live without the person. But that's what we've been talking about, a person. Ka'atzmusay mamish. It's like I always say, like everybody knows, Rabbi Levine said to the doctor that my wife's foot is hurting us, right? My wife's foot is hurting us. But Be'emes, he didn't say like it's a cute thing. Anybody could say a cute thing. That's not Rabbi. He didn't say cute things. Rabbi felt that his wife's foot is no different than his foot. And when she was in pain, to Rabbi, it was the same. He felt that pain, mamish. How you oyhavai? Afilam ein shum tam sechli klal lev is enough. It's not a question of an explanation. Even if he doesn't have an explanation, thus is thus. What can I tell you? This is the mitzvahs. So when a person wants to be ma'oireh, to awaken, to arouse the ahava that's hidden within himself, so there are two ways. Remember, we use the mouth. So now if you want to get the password to access the first type of ahava, which is very beautiful, but it's a lower level of ahava, it's an ahava which is what? Tluya b'davar, ahava that depends on something with seichel that makes sense, then what? Then oru l'shtamish b'seichel. Then you have to use your seichel. You have to come up with reasons in your head and speak about those reasons, which he gives an example in a minute about how to do that. You think about it and you speak about those reasons that make sense. Like the famous writer said, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. And you begin to count the ways that you love him. And when you begin to count those ways, which you first have to think about, you make a cheshbon, you can write it down, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hei, Vav, Zaycha, and then you talk about it, and the diburim, the ahava that makes sense, this ahava, tliyiv, adavar, becomes strengthened. Now, what if you want to get to the second level of Ahava? The Ahava that's ain't tluy b'dover, an Ahava of oneness, an Ahava that transcends any explanation or reason, an Ahava because I'm inseparable, because we're one and the same, because there's no difference between the two of us. How do you get to such an Ahava? First, you have to believe that every single Jew is one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the yesod of our emunah. That every single Jew is absolutely one with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what it means. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's what it means. One, absolute one. Then you have to speak about, you have to be ma'oirer, you have to use the password to access that higher level and deeper level of Ahava, which is Einat Tluy B'Dov. That's not seichel. Why isn't it seichel? Because it's not something which has a reason or explanation. So you and I are familiar with just trying to think things out and come up with an explanation and to speak about it. So how do I access the ahava which is ainet tluya b'davar, which is not something I'll be seichel? Elam mikach midas hatmimus shenimtzis benefesh. That's azaydis and babis. You have to somehow connect to a certain midah that we all have because we're Jews. It's called tmimus. It's something that's not on a blackboard, it's not in a book. And it's something that unfortunately our generation and our children's generation and grandchildren, you just have to daven a lot. I don't know what's going to be. Tmimus. And I don't even know how to translate into English what tmimus is. But there's a midah of tmimus in a Jew. We'll see. Tamim miloshen shalom. Tamimus, of course, means on the most basic level, when something is tamim, it means like a carbon, like a sacrifice, it has to be unblemished, uninjured, whole. Tamim tiyam Hashem Elokecha. No kashes. No questions. Tamim, tamimus. This is the way it is. This is who I am. Not because of this. Why do you put on tefillin? That's why I told you last week, or 2 weeks ago, about Lorelena the fellow from the shul that was sitting shiva, and he said to his father, I don't know why, God did this, and God, so he says, just be quiet and daven and put on tefillin. When the father said, be quiet and daven, he wasn't telling him, it doesn't make a difference to me if you feel anything. He was telling the father, and just like, to my father, he doesn't understand the kasha. It's not a kasha. Even though there are people that they have emotions, they're very emotional people. But there was a shlemus and a tmimus in their Yiddishkeit, which we can recapture. We just have to learn how. We have to learn how. And we have, Baruch Hashem, in our day, we have ways to learn how. And we can learn how. And we have to use the Kach HaDibur. He's going to give us a beautiful example, and we're going to see in 5 minutes, two examples of how to do this. Tmimus, shlemus. That simple, pure, unquestioning devotion. The kasher writes Lari Shlemus Atzmai. When you want to be Ma'ira, that Shlemus, that wholeness, and that simpleness, that sweet, like naivete of a child inside of ourselves. As Habachinus Hasholem Shabbat, if you want to get to that, how do I get to that need inside of me that's called Tamim Tiyah, that's unblemished, that hasn't become cynical over time? That it hasn't become sarcastic and cynical and questioning and doubting. How do I get to that part of me that's tamim, that's pure, that's simple? But how do you do that? How do I get to that shleimus? He says, I have to mo'er the midas atmimus. So how do I do that? So chafei. Hatin v'arketz la'ayra. I want to now show you, to explain, how to be ma'ir ashnei minei ahavas elu b'nefesh adam. How to awaken these two types of love. Remember, it's already there. It's all inside the computer. But how to get it out? These two types. Meaning ahava atli b'davar, ahava that depends on seichel and understanding. And the ahava which depends on shleimus and tamimus, on who I am, that I and Hashem are one and the same. Meaning, I don't mean that person is God, that we're inseparable. Reishis aladim lahakdis. So the first thing he says, Reishis aladim lahakdis l'chach zman shakeh. The first thing is, you have to have quiet time. This is not going to work. This is not going to work like while you're online in Home Depot or something. You have to have l'kach zman shaket. It has to be quiet. Quiet doesn't only mean that it's not noisy. It means quiet, bemis, that you're quiet. V'lishayis levad and habayre, to be by yourself with the Creator. V'loy b'tzavtem b'nei adam, not with anybody else. V'az olav l'haschil adabrim b'ayre, begin to use your mouth and speak to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Suras adibra mischalek as l'shnayim, there are two ways of speaking. Dein ahavat l'yibadavr, there's the way of speaking that is to awaken the ahava hatluya b'davar, the first way of ahava, the ahava she'enen tluya b'davar, to this, and a way of speaking with Hashem alone, quiet, which is to awaken the ahava, which is enen tluya b'davar, which is that highest level of ahava. Naschil b'madrega tachtoniyos. Let's begin with the lower level, ahava tluya b'davar. Nitam dugmos l'davar v'amaskil d'gedusha. Yiftach es advarim, or yipatach, yipateach es advarim, kelach lefima lemivne nafsho. So the tzaddik's writing, I'm only giving you an example, my own personal example of how I try to do this. He said, but each person on his own has to develop his own way. I'm just giving you my own example. Lifnei kriyas chalekzei yesh lain bepsich. Okay. Ha'odem mizboided in bayrei. Chavav. The person is by himself now. It's quiet, he's by himself. He's not connected. Remember, there was a time when we didn't have a way of communicating every minute with the children, right? There was such a time, and we all managed, we all grew up like that. All right, our mothers would have had maybe an easier time, but there was a time where there were no phones, no cell phones, no beepers, nothing, and you were able to be someplace totally by yourself without the possibility of being interrupted by anything else or anybody else. That's Aleph. That's probably why the Baruch Shalom gave each and every one of us the opportunity to come to the mountains. There's no other reason why should we have to come to such a place. It's better in the city where we have all of our mishpachas there, and hopefully there, and we have bigger homes and more comfortable homes. Although I saw now, we passed by, that they're building big comfortable homes in the country also, I see. But why do we come here? The Baruch Shalom gave Jews a place that, since at the end of time before Mashiach comes, we don't have a minute's quiet, a minute's peace. So we're among the select few who is zeicha to be able to go someplace where we could find maybe some quiet. That's a very big schus. But that's the only reason that we're allowed to come here. The only reason we're allowed to come here is not because of anything else. It's just for the schus to be able to have a little bit of his baridus. That's all. We don't think of it like that, but that's really the only reason. There's no other reason why we're better than anybody else. How come other people don't have a place to go in the sun? So not better than anybody else, for whatever reason. We're more desperately in need of a little hizbaydidus. So Baruch Shalom gave us some time to go someplace to have a little quiet. So Adam is baided in Bayre. Umaschal Sikhe Achimai begins to speak to Hashem. Kidera Shanaga Chavetz Chaim Zechasadi because of Rach. The way the Chavetz Chaim would do, last is Bechol Yoim. And the reason he says the Chavetz Chaim, not only because the Chavetz Chaim, of course, we all love and we feel close to him because it wasn't so long ago. But you know that, because right away a lot of people say, he's talking about a Breslov thing, right? It's not Breslov, it's a Jewish thing. That's how the Chavetz Chaim spoke. And it's amazing to me how people, you have so many people, guys, that they're learning yeshiva their whole lives, and they don't know that. They don't realize that this is the yesod of being a Jew. It's not a Chassidish thing. So Chavetz Chaim, every day of his life, was like this. Kedera Shanag, the Chazon Ish, was like this. Kedera Shanag, Chavetz Chaim, Las B'chol Yom Ba'aliyas Beisah, Kishatayim B'yoyim. We know from those who were there with the Chavetz Chaim, he spent 2 hours a day, not Shabbos Mincham Arev. That's besides that. 2 hours a day, by himself, locked up, crying and talking to the Baruch Shalom. 2 hours every day, the Chavetz Chaim. No? That was the Chavetz Chaim. And every moment of his life was so precious, right? It's Chavetz Chaim. You tell this to any Rosh Hashiva now, not anybody, but most Rosh Hashiva say, what? 2 hours? You know, if time is Bittul Torah and so on, even Mincha, they could barely, and the yeshivas don't even say a Chazar Shatz, you know that? A lot of the boys are going to yeshiva, they don't have time to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei a second time. You know what I'm talking about, that they say a Heicha Kedusha, right? I mean, they did that, that started in America, that was never in Europe, they didn't do that, it started in America. There was a cheshbon that started where that began by a very big, by an Adam Gadol, and why it was, whatever that was then. How long does it take, Chazar Shashat? Vems. How long does it take? 3 minutes? 4 minutes? So there's no time in the yeshiva. The boys don't have 3 minutes to have Chazar, to say, Amen. There's a coin to Arizal, Chazar Shashat is holier than the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei. You know that? A coin to Arizal, Chazar Shashat is holier. So they made a thing that we can't. they have a thing that they don't say Chazal Shatz. There's never such thing about the Sfarim, never such thing about Chassidim, not to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. I'm not talking about if a person's in the airport and it's not Sneezdik and whatever it is, you have to somehow get through the Shemoneh Esrei because it's not a good place. I'm talking about in yeshiva. In yeshiva, why shouldn't anybody know? Why shouldn't you say the whole Shemoneh Esrei? What are we doing this? Or the Tachna, not a Tachna, all these shilas, they could argue for 15 minutes to say Tachna, not to say Tachna. Right? The whole Tachna takes 30 seconds. On a Thursday, it takes 3 minutes. Monday, Thursday. So he says, the Chofetz Chaim took 2 hours a day to talk to the Baruch Shalom. Chutz, outside of davening. Kedub Sifrei Taldasov, as we know from his children, from his family. The Kachem Tzus Advan. Let's try to be a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit like the Chofetz Chaim. So this is the first way of a haver. This is the haver atli yivadavah. You begin to use your mouth, like the Ramchal said. You say to Hashem like this. Again, he's giving an example. You say it in your language, use whatever words you want. He's just giving an example. Rabbi Shalom, who created me? Ata barasa isi. You created me. Lifnei kach v'kach shana. Before, maybe you don't want to remember that, but before such and such amount of years, you created me. The kach v'kach chadoshim. And this and this amount of months. The kach v'kach yomim. The exact day. From that moment that you created me, whatever it was, you know, 21 years ago, and 21 years, 6 months, and 3 days, whatever that was, you created me. Umeaz. And from that moment, but that moment wasn't the calendar. Roish Chaydesh Menachem Av. Right? It's Aaron HaKohen's Yahrzeit coming. Roish Chaydesh Menachem Av. Whatever it was, 45 years ago, 55 years ago, 70 years ago, on that day, Roish Chaydesh Menachem Av. Rabbi Shalom, you created me. Umeaz, and from that moment, Leshachta Isi, you never forgot me. I feel Lerega even for a moment. Mi Mechaya Isi, Bechol Rega Verega Meaz Ledasi, who is giving me life every second from Rish Chodesh Menachem of whatever that was, 1930. Who's giving me life since that moment? Ati Yisbarach Shemcha, you may your name be blessed. Ata, the rak ata. He says you have to use the word in English and Yiddish and Hebrew. Ata, you. You know the Berditchva had a song, Dudala. You ever hear of that? It's the most beautiful thing in the world. I mean, it was in Yiddish, but it's written out in English and Hebrew. Why is it called Dudala? So you know, in Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li, Dudala, Daid means a beloved, right? But in Yiddish, what does it mean? Do. So he says, Dudala means here you are, do. Here you are, Dudala. He said to Baruch Shalom, I look up, I look to the right, I look to the left, Mizrach, Marav, do, only you, Ata, Ata, here. And he says, a song, it's called a song to Dudala, to the one who is you and here. That's how the B'ditch would speak to the Baruch Shalom. Ata, Ata, Verak, Ata, Ata, Mechaya, Oisi, B'chor, Rege, Mamash. You give me life every second. And this second that I'm talking to you, who gave me the ability, who gives me right now that I could talk to you? Rabbi Shalom, what do you give me? Rabbi Shalom, first of all, you give me every single second air to breathe. I was reading last night a book about Auschwitz, about how they would take them and stuff them into those rooms. And how, when they, you know, they were being punished, so they had these special cells that they would put them in. They would stuff these Yidden into these cells, and 90% of them would suffocate and die the most horrible death in those cells. They would stuff in like sardines into these horrible places, and then they went and they put them into the gas chamber. Hashem Yirachem. Rabbi Shalom, you give me every second the air to breathe. Chayim, you give me life. If for 1 second this would stop, I wouldn't be able to live. That means that this second you remember me, because you're giving me my air to breathe. It means you're giving me my life. For 1 second, since 70 years ago, you don't stop thinking about me. Every second you're thinking about me. Every second you're giving me new life. And then when I was born, was I born and left in a jungle? Was I born and left in the street? No. You right away, you had somebody there for me to take care of me. Mishi Yidagli, someone to take care of me, and to dress me. I was cold when I came out, to wrap me in a blanket, to take care of me. You worried and found a place that's comfortable that I could be able to be. Arisa, a nice crib. Sadina mechimum shal yili kar, you gave sheets and blankets and a warm room. I shouldn't be cold. Da'akti li shum yad she'avoli da'ayin and any tzarech la'ichel, from the time that I was born, I didn't miss having food. Umiyad she'enini nisrach la'ichel la'izavtani, whenever I needed to eat, you didn't abandon me. You gave me what to eat. V'da'akti she'imi tuchel ha'chileini. Rabbi Shem, you're always worried and concerned and you never forgot to help my mother, that my mother should have to be able to nurse me and to feed me, to take care of me. V'chal yoyim achz l'kamashoyz. Sometimes for hours that the mother sits and nurses a baby. Da'akti li laharim is surim. Rabbi Shem, you took care of me. You gave me parents who are misurim, who are devoted to me. Who raised me with the feeling of responsibility, that they had responsibility for me. Who would worry over every need of mine. The kachi dalti, and this is how I grew up. I grew up from the time that I can remember as a child in a beautiful, wonderful way. Every detail of my life, you personally, Rabbi Shalom, worried about. Shalayachsali cloud, that nothing should be missing. Nothing should be missing. I should have the socks that have that little frill. When you turn them over, it should look just nice. That little sock, right? It should be just like the girls like, you know, how they sit there for a few minutes making it. It should be nice, the sock, how it comes out. Just right. Rabbi Shalom, you worried about me, that I should be able to have that sock, and I should be able to have the parents who would get me that. You took care of it personally. You were worried about it, that if I had anything that was worrying me, or anything that was hurting me, you gave me the ability as a baby to cry, so my parents would know that something is hurting me. That my parents should know that Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh didn't cry, do you know that? The only time he cried, when his parents were not there. It's brought down this one, the Baal Shem Tov said about himself. The Baal Shem Tov once said, that you think of me that I'm a big tzaddik. He says, the truth is, there's a much bigger tzaddik than me in the world. Baal Shem Tov said, I never, ever, ever cried when my parents could hear me. From the time that I was in the world, Baal Shem Tov said, I never cried. When they would go away to another place where they couldn't hear me, sometimes I would cry. And a neighbor would sometimes hear me crying or something, and they would tell my mother. But there's a bigger tzaddik that I'm not allowed to say who he is, who's in the world right now, that he never cried, and not even a neighbor heard him cry, ever. Masuk, that means. We don't know what that means. The greatest gift that Rabbi Shalom gave us is that we could let our parents know that there's something bugging us. See, so we take that. You start to scream. What a wonderful thing that a child could cry. My Rebbe is Yechid Tzadav Kosh Levach. My Rebbe's Rebbetzin had to hold the baby, and she suffocated and killed her own baby because the Nazis were walking around upstairs. So because the baby couldn't cry, and they were sitting in the room with 50 other Jews, and I only found this out by the Rebbetzins, by the Levaya. I didn't know about this. She always seemed to have a certain, she was the most wonderful person at Tzedekas, but she had a certain thing hanging over her, and I never knew. And at the Levaya, one of the Maspidim was crying about that, because she died in the baby's Yartzei. And one of the Maspidim said, and all of us are sitting there, the guys like, that she had, that the people they were hiding, and the Nazis were walking around, and the baby started to cry, and she was shah, 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 and the people were looking at her, and she put the blanket and covered, and then when the Nazis left, when the baby was dead, we understand how asaga, what that means, that a baby should be able to cry. When the babies were crying, my father would always, we would complain, oh, my father said, oh, is that wonderful? It's a schmuck. Cry a good, especially a boy, you know, can give a shrine. Girls can, you know, go on for a long time, but a boy can give a big one, right? Girls, it's quieter, but it's longer. Boys, boom. My father would always say, that's gewaldig. Because my father remembers when babies weren't allowed to cry. That's a gift. If you didn't give me the ability to cry, I would have suffered so much more. You gave me the air. You gave me this crazy thing, that to know to cry when something is wrong, when I'm uncomfortable, when I'm hungry. No one would have known. You gave me the ability to digest my food, which is a pella, an amazing thing. Just that the body should be able to digest and everything should go the way it has to go. Hashem, you helped me. You taught me how to crawl. Hashem, you achim, they're children, they can't crawl. You helped me that I should crawl. And because I was able to crawl, isn't it the sweetest thing to watch when the children begin to move and the baby starts to crawl and he can get to that thing that he wants to get to. And I was able to sachet b'hem, so I was able to play with what I wanted to play with. Each person can go into the problem of his life. Then you helped me, you taught me how to walk. If you wouldn't have taught me how to walk, I would be handicapped until this day. And I see, I know how hard it is, how terrible that is for somebody, God forbid, to be handicapped. How much sad, terrible, terrible suffering, the person can't walk. You worried about me. It was you. You worried about me to get me. You gave me friends to play with. How terrible it is if there are no friends. It's so hard to be lonely. You gave me friends to play with. Each person, according to what he remembers, according to how he's able to think deeply. Till you find your own personal world. It's your own autobiography. Only you know that. And to go and to count and go over the list. Always say, Ata. Don't say, God did this for me. He did it for me. That's not how we do it. Ata, you do. Here. You're here and you did this for me in my life. You took care of this and you took care and were worried about this. Till this day. You should talk a lot. We're going to have to go like an extra 15 minutes. I mean, obviously anybody that has to go should go, because I don't want that we shouldn't learn the second Mahalach. So he says, I see that you love me. And you've always worried about me and taken care of me. If there would be a person who would worry about me the way that you worry about me, believe me, if our children would make a cheshbon of what we do for them, and if we would make a cheshbon of what our parents have done for us, and we would say, ata, 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 it would be a different life also. And so I feel to you, Rabbi Shalom. I love you. It's not have a tliy b'davar. It makes sense. I love you because of all you've done for me, all you've thought about me since I'm born. They taft me all the good you've done for me. Ulam Rabbi Shalom, ani magish ahava ma'od nemucha v'yachas l'mash nesatli. I have to tell you, Rabbi Shalom, the love that I feel is not anywhere what I should feel for all that you've done for me. In comparison to how much you love me, I don't feel it. I beg you, help me to truly love you, to understand, to appreciate, to remember. Help me that my soul should feel be'emes, all the good things you've done for me. And it should awaken within me a mid of ahava, the way that it should be, the way that you deserve. I feel you're always so worried about me. You think about me every minute. I don't feel it so much. See how much you love me. I know it in my head. I understand. And I have my list. I don't feel it properly. I beg you that my feelings shouldn't be weak. They shouldn't be dim. That my love for you should burn inside of me. It should be alive. It should be a part of my life. She says, I should never forget. She says, it should be alive in my heart every minute. This is how a Jew davens, but in a quiet place by yourself, and cry to Hashem. Yisbarach Shmai, Sheyizak, Sheyizkeleva Yisbarach Shmai. Kach kol echad yarech lishan lefimidas nafsha. Each person, according to what he's able to. Fimidas nafsha. Kach l'adam linhag. Kach a person should try each and every day. So yeshu adam shekosh lehem l'nekach yom yom. Except for some people, it's very hard for them to do this. Pampa mayim shalosh v'ikzas. Yeah, they try once or twice, but it's hard. A person begins to feel like I'm just repeating myself. I said this yesterday, I'm going to say it again. That's why we need the second level of Ahava also, of Ahava Atzmis, which we'll talk about in a minute. You need some Tamimis to be able to talk that way again and again and again. What do you mean? You're tired of thinking about this? You're tired of saying this? Did the Baruch Shem ever get tired of giving you your life? Did he ever get tired of taking care of you? Does the Baruch Shem ever feel you again? I should give you another day, another chance. He doesn't say that about us. When you love somebody, that's not how it is. When a person comes to this realization, the Baruch Shem this second is thinking about me, that he's thinking about me now and he's worried about me, he doesn't take his mind off of me for a second. The Baruch Shem was never tired of me. Never once was he sick of me. Never once was he tired of me with all my narishkeit. He never was once tired of me with all my repetition. He was never once tired of me. So you can, so the Chabad Chaim can do it every day, and we can do it every day, not like the Chabad Chaim, but each person on our level. If you don't feel it, you have to be in action, you have to be stubborn and work at it. Not to give up. If you don't feel anything, then daven about that itself and say, Rabbi Shalom, and he writes, I want to love you, and I want to remember every single day all the things that should help me love you, and remember how I feel about you. I don't enjoy it. I don't have a time. Nimis l'chashom. Like people say, it doesn't do anything for me. And he boish ma'atzmi. I'm embarrassed to say it. She's a matzavi. That's my situation. Chus alai. Rabbi Shem, have rachman asam. Rachem alai. Chayir is li bihotum. Purify my heart. My heart is so dull. Chayehu, awaken my heart. Bring my heart back to life. Bring my heart back to life. And he continues with these tefillos. We have to continue. Turn to page Ayin. Lamed Hay to page Ayin. We're going to finish now. We're missing page Ayin. Page Ayin. Ois Lamed Hay. You have it? So this is the second way. Ahava she'enit livadan. Try to learn the pages in between if you have a chance. Now we're going to try to talk about how we could use our mouths to be ma'ir the ahava, the highest level of ahava, which is the ahava for what is, not the ahava that we just learned, which is explaining and understanding. Where does it come from? Where is this ahava? Remember, we have it. It's in us. It's not something we have to find. It's in us. Where does it come from? It comes from the unity between the Nivra, that's us, a Yid, with Hashem. The Baruch Shalom is our father, we're his children. The same way that the child comes from his parents. He comes from his father's essence, and the mother, of course, as well. But we're talking about the Baruch Shalom. He comes. That's what it means. Each and every Jew is a chelik mamish from the Baruch Shalom. The yatzanu mimenu, we came out from him. Niziv oyrei is baruch shemai, from that shining ray of his light. Nimsa shabachdei lochus is ahava zu. In order for us to be able to feel this ahava, alena lochus anu chelik mimenu, you have to feel that you are part of him, that you come from him, that he's your father, mamish, that you are him, that you come from him. Now that takes a lot of work, and that's why there are 9 volumes so far, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. It's almost all goes on that yisayid of how to feel that. There's not just 2 pages, but how to feel that and how to know that and how to believe in that. That mamish, that the Baruch Shem, that we're chelik l'kamim al mamish, every Jew. Chelik in l'kusay. L'kach gilu yahavazu aydeh gilu mahusa atzmi shel hanefesh shi chelik l'kamim al mamish. It's to reveal the essence of who we are, which is elokus, which is godliness. Each and every one of us is godliness mamish, is elokus. That's the tmimus and the shleimus that was clear to our parents and grandparents, but we have a much harder time with, because of a couple of million things. Atan nevayros haderach ketz legal satzmus nevesh. How do we do this? How do we use our mouths to try to do this? As a ben shabanu, how do we reveal the son within ourselves, the child within ourselves, that we're Hashem's child? As a chelik elokam imal shabanu, to feel that chelik elokam imal, that part of God that's within us. Ala adam l'siyachad and bayre kanal. Again, you have to go to a quiet place, mokam reik, empty, v'shaket mi bnei adam, total silence. Lahaschil l'suach in kind of lema, and begin to say these words. Not these words, but he gives an example, saying, Ribbono Shel Master of the universe, ma hakesher shelcha elai? What connection do you have to me? Ata abi yakar, you are a precious father. Kama toiv, how good. The kama schus neflohi, what a gewaldige schus, what a privilege. Shizachisi li as ben chadra, I am zoicha to be your child. Shizachisi shata abishli, that I am zoicha that you are my father. Aval abba, and you say that, tat abba, my brain knows, in my head intellectually, I know that you're my father. When you have ben shecha, that I'm your child. I will be regish, but in my feelings, belavishly in my heart, ani lo kol kach magishizem. I don't feel it so much. Sometimes more, sometimes less. Aval ze lo chay etzli b'muchash. It's not alive by me, this feeling that you're my father, and the schus of having a father like you. I'm able to feel my father in this world, my biological father. I'm able to sense, even if the father is not anymore alive in the world, but I'm able to remember and to feel. I feel that he's my father. But you, Hashem, not always and not so much. Abba, father. I'm so embarrassed that I don't feel so much that you're my father. And he writes, I want. It's hard for me. And I forget it. And even when I remember it, I don't feel it like something which is tangible. It's more like a thing in my head, in my brain, than an emotion, than a feeling. Abba. I ask you for one thing. Help me to mamish feel that you're my father. That I should mamish feel that I'm your child. I'm not asking you for anything else now. Just this. Sha'agish ani aben shelcha, to feel that I'm your child. V'sha'ata abba shli, that you're my father. Abba ani choyishev. Ilu haben shli. And you say to Hashem, I think that if my own child, for someone who's like to have a child, ilu haben shli lo haya magish ani abba shli, is there anything that's more painful to a parent? That the child doesn't think that you're his parent? That the child doesn't care or think or feel that you're his mother, that you're her mother, that you're a father? If he would forget, how much that would hurt me. How much that would hurt me. Kamet tsar hoyli mizeh shebni sheyaladati gadalti v'tapachti, that my own child, who I gave birth to, and I raised, and I took care of him every second, he doesn't remember who he came from. You know how daughters will have a problem with that. Because how the mothers will have a problem with these inyanim, not all, but there's an inyan there, because the daughter-in-law, son-in-law, that here you raise the kid, and then now all of a sudden he's mishigah with somebody else. Whatever happened to me, right? What happened to me? I took care of you. What did she ever do for you? But sure, you met a few weeks ago, and now you don't come home anymore. Whatever. I gave birth to you, and I took care of you for the last 21 years, 22 years. You know her for 3 weeks, and you're more kosher to her. Her you call 10 times a day. You have her pictures, and you can't stop thinking, what about me? So nobody says these things, but there's a lot of problems with these things, right? On different madrigas, there are problems with these things. So how do you feel in a zeichah sheresh, so the child doesn't remember what, where, who do you come from? As makor machzavtei, the source of your life. You say to the Russian father, it would hurt me so much. I know how much that would hurt me if my child felt that way, if he would forget. Therefore, I don't want to cause you this pain that my children caused me and that I caused to my own parents. Any rights that I should be such a child that doesn't remember who my father is. That I should live without feeling it. Without it being alive in my heart. Abba, Father. It hurts me. That while I'm saying these words to you, and I'm calling to you, and I'm saying that you're my father, I don't feel it so much that you're my father. Who could help me? Who could help me to feel that you're my precious father? Only you. Therefore I beg you and I call out to you to have rachmanis on me. Shani agish ha'ischad, I should feel you. Shani agish ha'ta abish, that I should feel that you're my father. Shalei eshkech ha'zeh, I shouldn't forget it. She'ezkev ha'ochish zeis, k'may shani zeiches ha'aba ha'gashmi v'yoysim kach, the way that I remember my father in this world and much more than that. V'kach yaruch v'yishchanek ha'lech al nafshe. And each person in his own way should use this way of davening. Each person according to his abilities. But whatever words you use, the basic point you understand. To do this every day, to try as much as you can. Not to give up if it's not going. Not to give up. If you work at it, Saif kol saif. In the end, ha'abishla yishma, your father will hear you. V'yana lebekashasa, and he'll help you. He'll answer what you're asking for. Sarach shalla yia, afilu tzal tzila shal safik, you're not allowed to have even the slightest doubt. Bekach shabavada is besaif, in the end, yagish heitev is ha'abishla. You'll have that tmimus, that simple, sweet shlemus and tmimus that our grandparents and great-grandparents felt. Whoever keeps this up, the emes, the kaimis that time halol of yispalo yizag yischan lelehafuga, that doesn't give up trying to call out. Yom achar yom, day after day, shavu achar shavu, week after week, chaydish achar, month after month, besoiv yizkel leiv tahor. In the end, your heart will become pure, and you be zeichet to a pure heart. The leiv shechash is aviv, a heart that is able to feel its father. The leiv sheayiv is aviv, a heart that loves its father. Sarach rak lizker is shnei hatanaim shehusna leel. But remember the two conditions. Aleph, to speak sincerely and emotionally from the heart. And Beis, never ever do this speaking about God. Always speak to God, not about God. Hashem Yazel kol mi shemachapis oisa damis. The Bereshim should help anybody, all who are trying b'emes, who are looking for this. You know how people that they spend their whole lives, there are people I've met that they were abandoned by their fathers, their fathers left them, they were children, and they grow up, what they try to do to find out who the father is. And who is the father? A father left them. I had students like that. And I would talk to them and say, to leave it, love them. What are you going to do? No, it's such a thing to find your father. He never met the father. And the father never did a good thing for him. The father never did one thing for him. The father left him when he was a baby. He's trying to find out. I had my son like this with students. I could think of a few things like this over the years. I have to find my father. I said, leave it. It'll be maybe worse for you when you find it. I have to find it. It's not the tachlis of a person's life. And that's only a mushul. And everybody has the most natural need for that. And as we mature, we grow older, and people think about certain difficulties they might have had talking with their fathers, but how badly they want to be able to come to terms with that, and to resolve those things, to find the true father and the true child inside of yourself. B'vadei ha'abi yizgala elav. There's no question that when it comes to the Rabbanu Shalom, in the end, he will reveal himself. And he will be able to feel like that child who was the delight, the love and the delight of his father. He'll be able to feel that way. Much, much more than what we were able to learn. We didn't learn together. Hashem should help us that we should not only learn things, that we should be zeich to try, on each and every one of us on our own level, to try to put some of this, or all of this, into practice. That we should be zeicha for that yidid nefesh to be able, that we shouldn't leave the world chas shalom without being able to feel that. That each and every one of us should be able to feel that and to know that. And in that schus, the Rabbanu Shalom, he sees that we're trying. So higolanai, we ask Hashem at the end of yidid nefesh, higolanai, Rabbanu Shalom, show yourself to us. Ufreis chaviv yalai. I once told you that when the Satmar of Schusi again, after the Muhammad, it was the first Hashanah Rabbah. Some of you might have heard what Hashanah Rabbah was by the Satmar Rebbe. You have some tapes there, little pieces on tapes of Hashanah Rabbah. He used to go until only half hour before Yom Tov, the whole avodah of the Satmar Rebbe. So, says in the Machzor, that the Hashanah Rabbah, after they were liberated, and the Satmar Rav was in the Bais Medrash with all the Sheiros HaPlei to all Jews who survived without anything. They came back, and the Satmar Rav stood there on Hashanah Rabbah, tried to picture it. You know how beautiful he was, tried to remember and to think of him. How the Satmar Rav stood there and he started to scream out, Rabbanu Shalom, we all know that you're here right now in this Bais Medrash. We can't bear it, we're in such pain. Make yourself known to us, show us that you're here, heal us because we're so broken. That's what he said. We know in our heads that you're here, but Rabbi Shalom, help us. Show yourself to us. Show yourself to us. Like the Heilige Bedichter said, that we all have more than four kashas. Much more, he said that once Pesach night. Four kashas, Rabbi Shalom, you think I have four kashas? Four. I have 4 million kashas. But he said, but you know what, Rabbi Shalom? I'm not going to ask any of the kashas, but there's one thing I'm asking. Just tell me this, that all that I'm going through is for your sake. And it's because of you, and me and you. And if you let me know that, if you tell that to me, then I'll leave all the kashas alone. But I have to know that it's you. And that's what we need. Higolana, that the Baruch Hashem should reveal himself to us, Ufreis chaviv yalai, and we should be zeichet that there be shalom and shlemis, and each and every one of us should be zeichet to see that this time of tzaras should be changed into time, that tzaras should be changed into ritzei, and the ahav Hashem should be revealed, and we should be zeichet with the gulam ha'ashlem, and amitis mehem yameinu. Amen.